CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives is what you're listening to now, and what you just got done hearing was, now you're still listening, you're still, now it's done, officially done. That was Drowning by Dead Velvet off of a recently released EP that they put out at the end of 2024, the year that just passed. I don't think I really needed to say that, but I mean, who knows what's going to happen with the year. I mean, the way that our world is going, this ridiculous timeline, we're going to start going backwards soon. Not like how history is repeating itself continually because no one ever learns from anything. More like we're going to start going back in time. Like, I'm pretty sure you're going to see someone like walk backwards and they're going to be like a hippie from the 70s. And you're going to be like, what's going on with that? And it'll just be, oh, yeah, you know, just the timeline going backwards as it does. You know, we are in a bad place, everybody. Anyway, that was some Dead Velvet for you. They're going to be coming in on February 16th. So if you are going to be lonely on Valentine's Day, then don't worry. I have a solution for you 2 days afterwards. But I mean, what are you going to do on Valentine's Day? Wait for me to give you a romantic gift of Dead Velvet coming in here and playing songs live in the studio. That's it. Oh, man, I spoiled the surprise. Oh, man. Oh, well. You know, I tried to keep it under wraps, but, you know, you just sometimes you just get so excited to give a gift to someone that you just reveal it, you know? So, sorry, everybody. Sorry. Speaking of sessions, there's a couple coming up that I'm really interested, or I'm really excited for. I'm excited to play you the Bonnie Trash session from when they came in here, from when they played M for Montreal. They recorded that, and I think it's pretty well close to being totally mixed, and that means I can play it more. I mean, more interestingly than that for me is maybe I get to do a pre-record, and that sounds exciting because I like doing pre-records. Well, that's not even it. I like to have a Sunday free. You know what I mean? I got done with all these other Sundays, like a bunch of the pre-records I did now. I felt pretty good. I'd like to do more, more not going anywhere during the winter. I know, crazy thought of me not wanting to leave the house in the winter, but you know, I'm just weird like that. A weird, weird guy like that. I didn't even go over the other songs for you before Dead Velvet, did I? Nope, I didn't. Before the commercials, you heard some Scissor Fight with Blizzard's Buzzards Bastards off of Man Trapping for Fun and Profit. And starting everything off was Massachusetts-based Doom Folk Single Man? I think single person group Buzzard. With a track called Wrong Neighborhood. So you see what I did there? The band, its name is Buzzard. And then I played a song called Blizzards, Buzzards, Bastards. And Scissor Fight are from New Hampshire, which borders Massachusetts. Look at it, it's all interconnected, everybody. It's all interconnected. I'm just saying. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. That first band, Buzzard, was actually a Blue Sky band, which if you're on Blue Sky, if you've moved over from the now dead TikTok, well, dead in the States at least, dead TikTok, and also the, you know, horror show that is Facebook and or the horror show previous to that, which was Twitter, then, you know, hit up the show, Grade A Explosives, at Grade A Explosives. You know how the things work. You know how ats work, mentions, all those things. So go on. Say, I don't know, you don't have to say anything. You just follow the show. You'll get updates for stuff that's going on. Not that they'll be that exciting, but you can get them. That's the point. And if you're a band, send me some link to your music, and I'll give it a listen. Maybe I'll play it on the show. Like this next upcoming band, World Eaters, who put out a record on the 1st of January. So very prompt. starting off the year, right? I'm going to play Flash of Green off here. World Eaters being a band who is from Guelph, much like Bonnie Trash, and are doing songs about Warhammer 40K, much like Bonnie Trash. No, wait. No, that's a difference. That's a difference. Unless Bonnie Trash is secretly doing songs about Warhammer 40K. Oh, exposed. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. If you like this World Eaters track I'm about to play, feel free to go to their Bandcamp at worldeaters.bandcamp.com. You can download any of their records for pay what you can dollars, which it can be anywhere from $0 to $1 billion. So I don't want to tell you what to do, but you know, if you gave them $1 billion, I'm pretty sure this band could, I don't even know if they'd make music, if I'm being perfectly honest. If someone gave me $1 billion, I don't know that I would do much of anything after that. But you know, maybe there's only one way to find out. Technically, this is re-recordings of songs between 2000 for 2020 and 2022. So maybe this is not new to you, but it's on a new record, so I get to chart it. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. Enjoy this, CJLO 1690M, Great Explosives, World Eaters, Flash of Green off of Hounds of Blood. Yeah, I think that's about right.
Demonic presence, threat level 5, entering main laboratory.
style.